Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala once entered the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomed him with much affection and said, "Welcome, O Juwaybir," using the diminutive of his name to display more compassion. Today we welcome this eminent son of Islam, this great Imam, this Hafiz, this Faqih, this Mufti of Medina, the warrior, the companion. Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari was also known as Abu Abdullah. His companionship with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam began at Al-Aqaba in Mina, where he, along with 70 of the Ansar, pledged allegiance to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to defend him at all costs. And this is known as the second Bay'ah of Aqaba. And Jabir ibn Abdullah was the youngest of those who attended. He'd accepted Islam a year before this meeting and is one of the first and foremost residents of Medina to enter into Islam. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah to Medina to al-Munawwara, Sayyidina Jabir stayed in the close company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He learned knowledge, amal, practice and good character and outstanding qualities from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu emulated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect. He would wear a headgear and a turban with the end of the turban hanging behind him. His trousers would reach half the shin. He would trim his moustache off completely. He sometimes dyed his hair with mehndi, with henna. His emulation of the sunnah and adherence to the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was unique. On one occasion, Malik ibn Abdullah passed by Sayyidina Jabir while moving on an expedition in the Roman lands. Sayyidina Jabir was walking despite having a mule. So Malik said, "Mount your mule, O Jabir, as Allah has given you a conveyance." And Jabir replied, "It's only the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that prevents me from riding. Anyone whose feet are covered with the dust in the path of Allah shall be saved from the fire of Jahannam." Malik rode to the front of the caravan and he called to Jabir to repeat what he said. And Sayyidina Jabir repeated what he heard from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the top of his voice. And as soon as the rest of the army heard what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they all dismounted, all began walking. And the narrator says, no other expedition had so many people walking in the path of Allah as was seen on this occasion. Sayyidina Jabir participated in 19 battles alongside Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He did not participate in Badr and Uhud. However, his father had left him behind to look after his sisters, who were 7 in number, and they had no guardian besides him. And after his father was martyred in Uhud, he never missed a single expedition alongside Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The first battle he participated in was Hamraul Asad after the defeat at Uhud. An announcement was made that the next day for the Muslims to prepare themselves to march to Hamraul Asad to face the disbelievers and show the might of the Muslims. And the announcement was clear that only those who fought in Uhud were allowed. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu resorted to the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sought permission to participate. And despite the fact that he did not participate in Uhud, explaining the reason why he stayed behind, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed him to participate. And he is the only Sahabi to participate in Hamraul Asad Uhud, despite not participating in Uhud. And Hamraul Asad was an open victory for the Muslims, for the Mushrikeen did not even dare to arrive. Allah Rabbul Izzah praise those who participated in the expedition, saying, "Alladhina istajabu lillahi wa rasooli min ba'di ma asabahum al-qarh." Those who responded to Allah and the Messenger after injury had struck them. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا صَبَرُوا مِنْ الْقَرْحِ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. For those who did good amongst them and feared Allah is a great reward. قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And those to whom the hypocrites said, "Indeed, the people have gathered against you, so fear them." But it increased them in faith and they said, "Allah is sufficient for us and he is the disposer of affairs." So they returned with favor from Allah and bounty, no harm having touched them, and they pursued the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the possessor of great bounty. So this is the reference to the battle of Hamraul Asad, and Sayyidina Jabir was unique to have participated in this. Sayyidina Jabir participated in 19 expeditions during the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and after the demise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he fought in the path of Allah, and Allah granted the conquest of Sham and other areas in his hands. He informs us of his inclusion in the army of Sayyidina Khalid radiallahu anhu, who went as reinforcements by Sayyidina Abu Bakr to to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah in the siege of Damascus, and he participated in Qadisiyah as well, the epic battle against the Persians. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu acquired an abundance of beneficial knowledge from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and lived for a long while after his demise to pass on this pure knowledge to the Ummah. He lived with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years and then lived for another 60 odd years disseminating knowledge. He was one of the six who transmit the most amount of hadith from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Ibn Umar, Sayyidina Anas, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, and Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. And he lived to become one of the eminent muftis of Medina after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Hazm regards Jabir radiallahu anhu as the moderate ones from the muftis of the Sahaba, who are 13 in number, including the likes of Muaz bin Jabal, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Jabir had a circle of learning in Masjid Nabawi and would impart knowledge to the people. And the reports 1,540 hadith, these hadith on various subjects. He's responsible for narrating a number of interesting happenings of the battle. And the amazing aspects of Sayyidina Jabir is that he acquired an abundance of knowledge from the Sahaba who were senior to him as well as those junior to him. He traveled to Makkah al-Mukarramah, to Egypt and Sham in search of a hadith. On one occasion he heard Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Unais, someone junior to him, heard a hadith directly from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Jabir purchased a camel, traveled for 1 month all the way to Sham. On reaching there, inquired from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umais about the hadith, telling him that he feared that either of them would pass away before he heard the hadith directly from him. And after the hadith was related, he returned to Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that as we were busy digging the trenches of the Battle of Khandaq, extremely hard and huge boulder came as an obstacle. When the Sahaba reported this to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the boulder posed an obstacle in the digging. He said that he will come down there. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then stood up with a stone tied to his belly due to suppressing hunger. After Sayyidina Jabir says, after we had already gone 3 days without tasting any food, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then took a pick and with one strike reduced it to a heap of dust. Other narrations suggest three strikes. Sayyidina Jabir says, I then asked permission from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go home. And when I reached home, I said to my wife, I've seen such hunger on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I'm unable to bear it. Do you have anything? And she replied, I have some barley and a kid goat. Sayyidina Jabir says, I slaughtered the goat. She grounded the barley. We placed the meat in a pot to cook. And I went to call Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The dough had already risen and the pot was on the fire. And the food almost cooked. And I said, O Nabi of Allah, I have a little food. So why don't you and one or two persons come? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me how much food there was. I informed him. He said, that is plenty and most excellent. Tell your wife not to take the pot of the fire and not to take the bread out of the oven till I arrive. Sayyidina Jabir then informed his wife in this regard. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told Sayyidina Jabir to call the Sahaba. And Sayyidina Jabir called them, the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and all of them stood up. Such extreme embarrassment overcame Sayyidina Jabir. He says that he felt such embarrassment that Allah alone knows. When he reached home, he told his wife, oh dear, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has come with the Muhajirin and the Ansar and everyone else. And she asked surprisingly, did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ask you about this? And Jabir radiallahu anhu confirmed that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. And upon this, she remarked, then Allah and His Messenger knows best. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arrived, she gave him the dough. He mixed some of his blessed saliva in it and made dua. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Sahaba, enter the house, but do not crowd it. And the Sahaba entered the house few at a time and left. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam broke the bread into the food and served the meat. And as he did that, he kept covering the bread and the meat. In this manner, he continued serving food of Sahaba until all of them had been satisfied. Both the pot and the oven were as full as they had been. After Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the lady of the house, eat and give others because hunger has afflicted everyone. She continued eating and giving from there to the entire day. And the narration states that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum numbered 800 on that occasion. So, subhanallah, this was a miracle of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Najab narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dispatched them on one occasion, a regiment of 300 men under the command of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn it was Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu to intercept a caravan belonging to the Quraysh. And they were sent to a coastal area. They were still traveling. When the provision was exhausted, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah instructed them to gather together. So this was a difficult expedition that they were sent on. And Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu instructed them to come together at this point. And they then came together. And he says that when they came to a point, they were then came across a huge animal, gigantic, resembling a gigantic dune. He says, as they observed closely, they realized it was actually a fish called Amber. Now, on this particular expedition, there were only two sachets of dates. And the Amir, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah, rationed them that they eat little by little until it was finished. And then he gave them only one date each day. And then someone asked Sayyidina Jabir, how did you manage on one date? He said, we would suck it like a child and then drink water, and it would suffice us throughout the day and the night. And we used our we also used our staffs to knock leaves of the tree, and we'd eat which we'd make wet. So after this great sacrifice, they came across the Amber, and Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah's initial reaction was to say that it was carrion. He later changed his mind, said, no, we are the envoy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam out in his path. We've reached the point of desperation. You may therefore eat. And although they numbered 300, they lived off the fish for a month until they even started to put on weight. They used large containers to scoop up the oil from its eye socket and would cut off from it chunks of meat as large as a bull. And Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah once took 13 men and seated them in the eye socket. He also took one of its ribs, stood it upright, and passed beneath it the tallest man seated on a carriage of the largest camel. They took large chunks of meat with them as provision for their journey. When they arrived in Medina, they reported the incident to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, observed, it was your sustenance that Allah had given for you from the ocean. Do you have any of it with you to give to us to eat? And they sent for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he ate. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu was beloved to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated him with much affection and softness. You know, there's an incident which depicts Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's affection towards him. The narrator says about Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu that he recalls, and he says, I participated in an expedition alongside Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met me on the way while I was riding a camel of ours used for irrigation, and it had gotten tired that it could hardly walk. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, what is wrong with the camel? And Sayyidina Jabir said, it has gotten tired. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came behind it. He prodded it and made dua. And as a result, it started surpassing the other camels and going ahead. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, how do you find your camel now, Jabir? And he says, I replied, I find it quite well. Now is it to receive your blessings. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, will you sell it to me? And Sayyidina Jabir said, I felt shy to refuse the offer, although it was the only camel for irrigation we had. So I asked, yes. I said, yes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, sell it to me then. I sold it on the condition that I should keep on riding it till Medina. Then I said, O Nabi of Allah, I'm a bridegroom and request to go to the home. And Sayyidina Jabir says, when I took the permission of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he asked me whether I'd married a lady who was married before or not. And Sayyidina Jabir replied that I'd married a lady who was married before. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, why did you not marry someone who was not married before? So that you could enjoy each other's company. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then he replied and said, O Nabi of Allah, my father had passed away and left some sisters, so I felt it's not proper that I should marry a young girl like them. I wanted to marry someone older who would teach them manners and serve them. So therefore I married a lady who was married before. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then commended him for his brilliant decision. And he continued and he says, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arrived in Medina, so the Jabir says, I took the camel to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the next morning and gave him, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him his price, and he told Bilal to give me more than the stipulated amount. And he says, as I departed from the masjid, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me, take the price and keep the camel as well. Subhanallah, this was the generosity of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Jabir was blessed with a long life of 94 years, 80 years of which he spent in Islam. He passed away in Medina at the age of 94 and is buried in Jannatul Baqi. So this is a glimpse into the life of one of the six greatest transmitters of hadith from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum also. May Allah Rabbul Izzah bless us with love and honor for him. May Allah Rabbul Izzah unite us with him in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah preserve the legacy of Sayyidina Jabir just as he preserved the beautiful ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.